Rishami Tainus Staff Chaf Aleph. We're starting Chaf from the base on the bottom. The Gemara just Mishnah had brought in the Tefillah, and we say Duchening Nisias Kapayim even during the Ila, the fourth Tefillah, which is said on Yom Kippur. And the question is, where does Nila come from? What is this Manfi Nila? What's the Makor for it? And when should we say Nila? So the Gemara explains. When is Nila said? When the closing of the gates in Shemayim, which means the beginning of the night, is when a person should, so that's when you do it. That's when it begins the night. And Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bein Shari Heichel," the beginning of the closing of the Heichel. That's when it does, which is even earlier, which happens before Shemayim. So the Kabban Eda explains that the what are the two stadim? What is the machlokas? Be'ila shari shemayim dahainu imakashecha. Shari shemayim, when it goes begins to get dark, that's when you say nila. And the other one holds, Yochanan holds, but shnila shari hechel, which during the day, after lokas neros, after they light the neros inside, they close the gates in the mikdash. So mela, that's the nafkamina, when to say nila. Is it some of kashecha, or is it after, if it already gets dark? This is the two, the machlokas that we have in the Gemara. So the Gemara tries to bring a right for the Mishnah to one or the other. Amrav Yudan Adrutayu Masisa Masala of Yochanan, bring a raya. Mishnah is a right to Rav Yochanan. Shoshu Bishai, Shoshu Barakim, Amishnah, three times of the year. Kamasma Kabeyama Babapam, three times the Kohanim, three times the Kohanim Duchen, four times a day. Ashah Musa Minil Saorim, Minil Sharim, called Nil Sharim, which of course refers to Yom Kippur. Now, we say four times a day is Mashman a day. So in the Kalmei Mani, Nil Sharim Shemayim Pamayom. Can you possibly say that the closing it means the gates at night? No, it's only at night. But we're talking about during the day. It's four during the day. So it has to be Shari. Makes sense to be Shari Heichel. It's the Chaira. It's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan that it's the Shari Heichel, which is during the daytime, the sanctuary gates. But not like Rav says, that's at night, because it's not at night. That would be at night. That wouldn't be four during the day. So the Gemara says, and Mike Lucas, so you have a riot. There's being a riot to Rav. Mara has a riot. Mara says that the brother of Ada, who the imed of Ada, the brother of Ada's mother, Havitzair Gulsed Rav Tzuma Barava. He would guard the beged of Rav, in Yom Kippur. He would guard it. Amalei said to him, Katumi Shimshe Beresh Dikle. When you see the sun setting on top of the trees, I jovely gulsed in it, slid nisham. I'm giving my cloak that I can go and I can dive in the eel. You're holding my cloak, but when you see it coming at the top of the palm trees, it would be, let me give it back to me so I can say kneel. And that, of course, is at night. So we see that vice does a riot to Rav, that it's Beresh of the Kolam, that it comes not during the day, but it's rather at nighttime. That's the beginning of Nila. Fake Makaji doesn't. The Chorid Rav is a steering Rav. Rav said, look, it says Nila Shari when the dates of heaven's closed, which is after Shkia. But Kanoman over here in his Maisa, he said Nila Shari Hekel. Chorid says Shari Hekel. So you see that it's a different Chorid, it's a steering Rav. So Rav Masni, I did Davi Marak with Tulusi, Sagans, and Rav would dive in a very long tefillah. Have Magia, and Nila Shari Shemai. We'd reach the time. Notice he started before, but he had a long tefillah. Itaka started Nila when the sun was on the top of the trees. It was man of Nila's Heichel, Shari Heichel. However, it's down a long time, the tefillah would continue until that. That is the way the Kabbalah explains that it would be continued right away, daven a long time. How you said, it would continue till the next man. But at the beginning of this man would be, so it's not a kasha, not a steer in Ram. What's the look of Nila? Patrick someone from Davin Meir? Someone did Nila, do you have to also daven Ma'ariv? Or can you patr it from Ma'ariv? So the Gemara said, everybody only be the Shemra, Nila put in Ma'ariv? Yes, Nila patr is a person from Ma'ariv, from Ma'ariv. We look at, where in one's tefillah, do you say anything about Abdullah? If you don't daven Ma'ariv, there's no Atachone and Tanu, there's no Abdullah. In Nila, there's no Abdullah, so how could you be patr? How could you, when you have to daven Ma'ariv, how could Nila patr you from Ma'ariv? You have to say Bracha Konin Ados, that the Bracha doesn't exist over there. The Rav Amalei, look, when a Rav was already paskin, already discussed about Abdullah. What are you asking him further? He already answered. What do you answer? Amalei, but you go like a tevato, just like Rav Paskin when he asked the first question. Therefore, it was answered. So to over here as well. And also, I asked another question. He answered the first question. He answered the second question. Says the Kabbalah to explain What he's saying is, he answered it. So now, what are you asking? I'm asking another question. And I ask him, they're not going to answer this first answer. The question to the first answer is not going to be the question to the second answer. What about Abdullah? You didn't answer that. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi asked the Gabi Abdullah, he asked a good kasha. Mind the kasha of Yoina, less the kasha of Yoina asked the Gabi, the brachas of Ne'ilah, what about the 18 brachas of Shmonesre? You're missing that. That's not a kasha. Kalakilam and Netani. So, because I would make it, because you're fasting not to have to go through the Mayer Shmonesre of 18 brachas, just Ne'ilah alone. Shorter version, Shavuot Shmonesre. The 7 brachas by Ne'ilah, Pater, the Shmonesre of brothers. That we understand. So, your kasha, you have 2 kashas on Rab. How do you do Ne'ilah? What about the 18 brachas? That's not a kasha, because the kasha is that common, but Davka, because you're fasting, do a make on a person to finish quicker, to make 7 brachos in Elo instead of 18 brachos. But the other kasha, by Abdullah, that's a good kasha. You know, well, you have to make Abdullah. You didn't make Abdullah. You're skipping out the chone. So the Gemara says, he said to his chavrayu, Morai, my masters, where did you learn? I heard from all of you, Neil does not potter. We're discussing a shayla, whether it's potters in or not, and if you want to know how, but I, all of you paskin, and it doesn't potter. That it doesn't potter tefillah. So I heard from my rebosa, I kuchum shamati, we don't pass like rab. It doesn't potter, and therefore the whole kasha is not a kasha. Therefore, the price that you're saying that you have Me'ilah, the Kam Yom Kippur, that's only when you have a day of fasting. But Lamaisa, it doesn't change the fact that Ma'ariv is Me'ikir Adin. And Mele Yerusham is paskining that you have to have Ma'ariv. Ne'ilah does not paskin, does not potter you from Ma'ariv. You have to have Ma'ariv, like every day of the 18 brachas. That is the consistent that has to be there as well. So at the Gemara, Allah means another halacha by Yom Kippur Mishakal Yos Mishabbos. Abikan Sheinil Bishabbos. Yom Kippur in a day that falls out on Shabbos, even though there's no Ne'ilah that you say in a regular Shabbos, Masir Shabbos, you still mention Shabbos. In other words, when you have Ne'ilah, you mention the brachas, do you insert the words of Kedushas Hayom? Do you talk also about Shabbos? So he says, if it's a regular tefillah you have on Shabbos, and then you do the same thing, you eat, but there is no Ne'ilah on Shabbos, so at a regular Shabbos. So the question is, do you have to mention Ne'ilah when you're davening Shabbos, when you're davening Ne'ilah on a Yom Kippur, that's a Shabbos? Why would you have to include it? Because normally it's not part of the tefillah anyway. So Gemara said, we do. You have to do it. Yeah, come on, you still have to do it. Why is it mentioned in the Shabbos? Shabbos Shachal Yom Shachanukah. Shabbos Shifuz on Chanukah. I be She'ein Musav. Chanukah Musav. Masav Shachanukah Musav. Same idea you have. Al Nisim you say in Shachris, in Chanukah. On a regular day of Chanukah, there's no Musav. But when you say, therefore Musav, on Shabbos Chanukah, maybe you shouldn't have to answer Al Nisim. Put in Al Nisim. The answer is no. You do that as well. Same thing, the same concept. I'm asking the Rebbe Rosh Chodesh. I'm asking Rosh Chodesh on Tainus. I'll be saying Nila Rosh Chodesh. No Nila. Maskech Rosh Chodesh. Same thing you do by Nila. If it be Rosh Chodesh, you do the same thing. You'd say it as well. You insert Yal V'Yavo into it as well. So I think about Kach Rosh Chodesh on Tainus. If you have Rosh Chodesh for Tainus, and Chayim Maskech, where do you go it? Where do you mention Rosh Chodesh? You don't Yal V'Yavo. Where do you say it? Where do you put it in the Tfilas Nila? Where would you put it? He's put in the modem. He put in the Ritzei, by Ritzei, which is usually we put it. You put in the fourth bracha. And I wasn't asking which fourth bracha we're referring to. Like by regular Tfilas Yom Tip, you put it in here as well, by the fourth bracha. Tomorrow says, like we say, oh, Yom Tov, and by the fourth bracha, we put Yal V'Yavo. So it's over here. So to Rosh Chodesh, that came out on a fast, they also do on the fourth day. I might say, actually happened like this. We passed on the corner to Rabba, which agreed that Yal V'Yavo should be cited not in Hodu, not in Odah, but rather in the fourth bracha is where we cite all of them. And same thing by Ne'ilah. The fourth bracha is where we cite the Yal V'Yavo would be the same as far. The Gemara says, what about halacha? You have a fast day. How do you have a fast day in Rosh Chodesh? Mekarin, when you have a fast day, what do you read? Because we're masakin, we know there's a special kriya for Rosh Chodesh, and there's a special kriya for Tainus. So if you have a Tainus Rosh Chodesh, which field do you do? You read the bracha Kozak Kalalos, which is the normal on a Tainus. That's what you read on a Tainus. So you don't read Rosh Chodesh. I'm there born, begin, Madat and Tanisa. You know those people at the time, if he's on my own. Do they go ahead and lie in their stomach and they take Takanun? If it's a fast day, it's Rosh Chodesh, do they say Takanun? Do they do it like you do on a fast day where you say Takanun? Do we do that as well? Even though it's Rosh Chodesh, maybe you say you do Takanun. So even though normally you don't do Takanun Rosh Chodesh, so what do you do in such a case? Dana Atenisa. When you do all because it's a fast day, so even if you do say Takanun, do we say it anyway? When do we say Takanun if it comes down on Rosh Chodesh? When would we say that? It's a steer at the Hallel. So when would we say it? So the Gemara says, "Ma'akirin." When did we say it? So the Gemara says, "Amarlei." So if Yossi said to Rav Manna, "Lo diachas are coming, brachas are close." Since go ahead, we read the parsha, the parsha of Aichal, the brachas in klolos, and not the Greek kriya. So therefore, we do it that way. So therefore, you see that the halacha of takan and you do it is not to, you don't have to fast. People know to fast. You don't need takan to remind you that it's a tainus. You have the kriya that reminds you it's a tainus, and you don't read the kriya of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, you don't need that. So Gemara says, "Vudu kuplei abakamim of Yossi bevudei." Kodesh Rosh Chodesh disagrees and says, "If you have Rosh Chodesh and a tainus, you don't do a tainus. You read Rosh Chodesh, which is a shita that we don't paskin like. We do a Rosh Chodesh and we take the tefillah of the tainus." Gemara says, "Where do we get this from? Where do we get this from? You ever hear such a thing from your father? That it's Rosh Chodesh, you read Rosh Chodesh, not the tainus? Did your father ever say something like that? Is that true?" Amalei, Abola, Makane, Elbi, Yonitab. My father, Gemara says, Taka Paskin, but he said it only in the Gabe, the city of Einitav. Gemara says, where they went on a new moon. Because they knew that it was Rosh Chodesh. So in Otava says the Kabbalah that Sheyeshama Yabez and Yoshan LeKadosh. That's where they used to sit. Kadosh LeKadosh. Therefore, they read Rosh Chodesh to tell you that's Kiddush Hayom. That's how they would. That's how they would publicize it was Kiddush Hayom. So not that it was Doicha, but rather in that particular place. He said, which was a place in Yehuda where they used to go ahead and do it. There you have to do it. There you have to go because then you have to know. Otherwise, if you mind, that's how you know. That's how people will tell you the Kiddush HaKodesh. Come to the then you go ahead and read the Kiddush HaKodesh. Then you read the Kiddush HaKodesh only in such a place where the Kiddush HaKodesh. So you notify people. But only the other places, not in the place where they actually Makadosh HaKodesh. If it's a tainus, you read Klal Brachos HaKlalos, Vayachal. We do not read Rosh Chodesh. That's how we pass. So nobody holds that in Chutz LaMakom where we're Makadosh. The Kodesh, that you say, that you read Rosh Chodesh of a Takanun, everyone reads you read the Brachos of Klolos over your Rosh Chodesh, except in such a place. There's another case, Rosh Chodesh of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh of Shabbos, Makar, what do you read? Do you read the regular Pasha of Shabbos and Maftir on Shabbos? Do you read Rosh Chodesh? Amalek of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is Teicha. You read the regular Pasha, but you don't read the regular Pasha, but you read Rosh Chodesh. You read Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says, the Mishnah tells you this. The Chum of Sikin, for all we stop the Davin. Rosh Chodesh and Machunuk will put them in the Tiernas of Amidos. But all of them we stop the Davin. We go ahead and we put the special days in there. So you see, we put special days in there, so we can assume the Mishnah is telling us the same halacha. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we go, we stop the Shabbos reading, and we do the Rosh Chodesh. We do the special one that's unique for that day. So the Gemara says, we have other cases where we have the same idea. What do we do in those days? Where we have overlapping things to say. So the Gemara, you don't show up, you Rosh Chodesh Galios B'Kanuka Makor. What do we read? Well, it says Amalei Kanuka over Rosh Chodesh. Kavim Shloshim Rosh Chodesh. You split both. Three Rosh Chodesh and then one on Kanuka. Moshe said that's one opinion because Moshe disagreed. Mita Moshe Yehuda by the Chayifa. Kavim Shloshim B'Kanuka. The other way around. Mita Kanuka one Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason? Dash the Bar Riyah. The Makos Rosh Chodesh. It comes here. We only came because of Rosh Chodesh. Because really, you have three people. Regular Kanuka, you read three. So now you're reading four to tell you that the last one comes for Rosh Chodesh. So that's the way to do it. The Gemara says, we have a machloka, we have a problem with that shita. Why? We don't have seven people to call up, like every Shabbos. The fourth one comes for Rosh Chodesh. So therefore you can't do that. It must be for Rosh Chodesh. Certainly not. So we see we don't determine that. Therefore your raya is not a raya, and we should really agree, everyone should agree, that you read the halacha, you read the parsha of Rosh Chodesh, not the parsha of Hanukkah. So Amalei Shaltas Rasafra. This is a question that's really a good question. You have to ask a Tamachacha, Masafra, someone who really knows that where the halacha is, whether it's a stira, whether you should read Rosh Chodesh over Hanukkah, or you read Hanukkah over Rosh Chodesh, which one is which? Gemara says it's a good shot. You have to ask a Tamachacha, which one comes first? Does Hanukkah come first, or does Rosh Chodesh come first? It's a good shayla. And the Gemara says, we don't really have a makhluk, a maskana, but the Gemara seems to maskana, at least in the Bavli as well, that when Rosh Chodesh comes, you read three in Rosh Chodesh and one in Chanukah, and that's the way we would do it if it comes out on that day. That's the way we do it, Taka, today. So, the Gemara, I've been instructed Adam, his speaker, Akras Kamayat, announced to the public, Manemasi, whoever prays, whoever davens, Yatzi Ramshal, Yom Kaim, has to daven the tefillah in the evening when the stola is still up. In other words, you should daven Mayrev after Plaga Mincha, which is before Shkia. You should daven Mayrev, announce to everybody that that's the Shita. That's what we hold, that's what is the Shita. Till this speaker, Akos Kamayo announced to people, Mandamasle, Yasid Yoram Shahad Yoma. You're davening in the evening when the sun is still up, not in there, not after it's night, before Shkia. Amrachanina, because Yosef said, put Nigga, you can't do one, an innkeeper. Amrachanina said to him, Banispal Abashaleb Shabbos. My father davened the Leil Shabbos Friday night, before Shkia, before sunset, he davened. So we see, I'm Ravimi, Lapanabah, Yochan disagrees with that. Yosef never did that. He would never daven Ma'ariv like that. You can't daven Ma'ariv before the night. And you're quoting that he davened early Friday night, that he davened early on other days Ma'ariv before Shkia. That's never happened. That can't be. It has to be done only at night. So the Gemara says, where did you get Rav Yochan? Where does he disagree from? What's the basis of his disagreement? Rav Yochan should not have this argued with him. He holds why? Lama, why? You can add Mikol HaKodesh. So you can daven Makabel Shabbos Friday night early, because we're adding Kedusha, we're adding Masiv Mikol HaKodesh, you're adding more. So why should it be in a room? Why would he say you can't do it? He should agree to it, you can add on. The donkey drivers would go late Friday afternoon from the city of Arab to Tziporin, and they used to report, he already had Shabbos, he started already Shabbos. They were still traveling from city to city. He already davened Ma'ariv in the city of Arab. They said, what the hell do you daven Ma'ariv Friday night early, even before the wagon drivers, the donkey drivers get to Tziporin, even before Shkia? You see, that's a pro, that's what you do. So you see that you do it before. So Gemara says, if that's so, the Gemara wants to know, so what exactly is Rav Yochanan's problem? What was his issue? When he said, you can't do it. Hadamrik, Matav Rav Chanina said, and Rav Yochanan said his objection, Rav Chanina, Shekhani Rab, Yishmael Bar Yossi, Eitzel Putnigat, Yishmael was once sitting in a certain innkeeper. Vyamalini said to me, Kanispal Abba Shem, Matzi Yamash Riyas, Yishmael, your father David, Matzi Shabbos, on Shabbos, on Matzi Shabbos, already stole Shabbos time. He David Matzi Shabbos early. So you see there, see davens. You see that he held a weekday ma'ariv. You can't go ahead. You can't daven before dafka day of Matzi Shabbos. But a regular thing, Yochanan said, you can't daven before dark. So I feel all the lotzar itzim tafel. Even if in this case over they daven ma'ariv early, Yochanan would not agree. We'll have a makel up to ma'ariv. If you instruct this to speak, akos kamayu, call out the tzibur that will go ahead. Shabbos ends. Mandamasi, whoever davens now, yasi mamshi yamakom. Should daven when the sun is still up. Rav Chiya bar Rami Vakam, he told the same thing. Akos mikumai, mandamasi yasi ramshad yamakom. Should daven in the evening, my evening mayor, when the sun is still up. So you see, the both of them agreed that you could daven at the end of Shabbos. You could daven even before dark. So therefore, Rav Yochanan cannot object to it and say that you can't do it because you see this great amarayim. They did do it, and that was then. They would know what to do it. You can't say it wasn't done. So tomorrow we have a nice arrive that it was done. So the Gemara says, based on Yana Yom, because Yana said, a person goes into bed, we don't go and make him come down. Halacha is that Ma'ariv itself is Rishus. If he takes a daven Ma'ariv, but if he's already in bed, we don't matrich him to get up. It's a Rishusu to get up and to daven Ma'ariv. So the Gemara says, not everyone agrees with that. The Gemara says, I'm going to say, come on, the weekend. Whoever I would leave Ma'ariv, I've been in a spa of a Yom. I would be terrified at night. Mispach Malayla. If I don't daven Ma'ariv, I'd get all kinds of things. Mispach Malayla. I would get fearful. I would get all kinds of things, afraid of things that would happen at night. So so you see that it was very makbid that you should daven Ma'ariv at night. You can't say, if you don't get up. If you're already in bed, don't have to get up. I'd be terrified at night when I didn't daven Ma'ariv and I left it out. I would be mamash afraid. I'd be afraid. So the Gemara says, so you have to say to anybody that Ma'ariv, Ma'akal Abin of Rayu, told the speaker, Akras Kumayu, Mandamatsa Yal Imam Shad Yomakom, Yitavan is still day, Rahir Abgad Amale, Akras Kumayu, the Masay Tumma is still day. You see the RC holds, and one can go ahead, be Makel, and Dav Ma'ariv before Plaga Mincha. You can't Dav Mismayu, you have to Dav Ma'ariv. But in other words, you can daven early. That we pass like those sheepers will hold, that you can daven early. But we don't go ahead and say that you can go ahead and mivat the ma'ariv. You can't say because you didn't want to get up. You do it. No, that you can't do. You have to daven ma'ariv. So I tell you that l'maaseh you can go ahead and agree to daven ma'ariv early. That he passed because they all agreed you could do so even before the shkia. The question is, what is the mandate? Is ma'ariv? Is it mandate? Is Rosh Hashanah? We're going to see that in tomorrow's daf.